Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here with Money, Riches, and Wealth. And my co-host is Graham Pierce Ewing.
That's right.
Pierce, what's happening?
Not a whole lot. It's tax season.
Yes, it is. And that's why I get the pleasure of having NextGen with me.
That is true.
The next generation of the Financial Consulate is Graham Pierce Ewing. And next week, Bobby will be
on. Yeah. Or Bobby, yeah.
Bobby. Bobby Lindstrom will be on the show with me next week. Another next generation planner from the consulate. So we're on an open show tonight, Graham. And do you mind if I call you Graham? I mean, I've only been calling you that for, what, 4 years
as
now?
As long as everybody else knows what that is.
Anyway, we're here with an open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question, 410-922-6680. This is an open show tonight, and it's your chance and opportunity to call in and direct the conversation so that you can get the information you want on a topic that you care about, as opposed to, you know, if we have a guest and we have a specific topic, the whole show, or if somebody else is calling in and asking a topic that maybe is not of interest to you. So usually people that call in early in the show are the ones that get the most attention, because sometime around 6:30, everybody starts to seem to call in.
Yeah.
So 410-922-6680 is the number to call in and get your question answered and lead the direction of the conversation. So Graham.
It's like Graham.
I've got Tom, Tommaso, Vincenzo, Giuseppe Bonvissuto. I got Christopher, John O'Shea, CJ. I've got Graham Pierce Ewing, and next week I'm going to have to remember Bobby Lindstrom. Anyway, we're in tax season, doing lots of tax returns. And Chris O'Shea made a great statement today. He said, you know, with some tax preparers I've worked with in the past, it was always about accuracy, accuracy, accuracy. He says, with us, it's all about planning, planning, planning. Not that accuracy is not important, but accuracy is something that can be relatively easily attained. But the planning, if you miss the planning, who cares if you sit there and tried to make sure that you got the return accurate? Because, yep, you know, there's so many things that you can do. You know, a very common one is a claim comes in with a W-2, the box 12, code W. And you see code W, you know he's got a family health insurance policy. Yep. And code W says $2,000, and you say, hey, did you put the rest of the money in that HSA? And he goes, how do you know I have an HSA? Well, that code W is telling me you got an HSA. You only put $2,000 into it. You could put in $6,750. So that's $4,750 more. And if you're over 55, you can put, you know, $5,750 extra in it.
Yep.
Did you do it? And he goes, no, I didn't do it. I didn't. And you explain to him the benefits of it, and they're like, wow.
No reason not to.
You can absolutely be sure I'm going to put that money in there. And so they make the deposit before April 15th. And, you know, bam, the return. We had a client come in the other day, and we showed them how the spouse. So they had a family policy, but the spouse was also over 55. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, but the law allows both spouses to do a catch-up. So let's take this illustration. So I have a family policy, and I have a health savings account, right? So I'm over 55. Believe it or not, Graham, I am over 55 years
old. You got a birthday coming up.
I'm going to be 60 this year, too. So I'm definitely over 55, if you know your numbers, because 60 is higher than 55.
That is true.
And so I can do a $1,000 catch-up. And the family contribution is $6,750. So that's $7,750 I can do. But what's often missed is that if my wife is also over 55 years of age and is not on Medicare, that's an important feature, not on Medicare, they can also put in another $1,000. They can't put it into my HSA, but they can go to like M&T Bank or BB&T or somebody in town that I know does an HSA account and put their own $1,000 in and get another $1,000 deduction. And I'll give you a great story about this. We had a client come in. I told them, and they said, really? And I said, yeah. So they put the $1,000 in. We did the calculation. You know, $1,000, $450 tax savings. And they weren't, their income was only like $150,000, so they weren't in the 50% tax bracket, you know, or anything. It was just a way that the tax return was impacted by that extra $1,000.
Yeah.
And it just happened to save them and drop them below some of those hard breaks in the tax return that they picked up all that extra money.
And you can use that health savings account almost as another retirement account.
You can, well, but you know, the key thing is, Graham, is that it's the best of all worlds.
It
it's
is.
Tax-free in, tax-free out. The health savings account is the coolest of them all. Tax-free in, tax-free out. We're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. A caller did call in, did not want to go on the air, wanted to know what a health care fund is and works. Isn't that funny? He's calling in on the exact topic.
Like
we're
knew.
Doing a Drew's View. It's like we're on a, what do you call it, Graham? You know, like you've got these kinetic
connection
going on with our listeners. It's unbelievable. A healthcare savings account, no, there's a healthcare fund. I don't even, you know, when he says a healthcare fund, I wonder if he's talking about a mutual fund, but I think he's talking about like we're talking about, healthcare savings account, health savings account. And it's just a way that you can put away money to pay all those deductibles you have. Nowadays, you got to pay thousands of dollars before the medical insurance even kicks in. And so that healthcare savings account, and if that's what he's referring to, just gives you a way to pay for it tax-free. Tax-free money into the health savings account, tax-free money out to come to pay for those deductibles and so forth. Anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680. Right now, I've got to take my first pause. We'll be right back. Money, riches, and wealth.
Personal finance has become a major area of stress due to the increasing dangers and complexities of the global economy. Personal financial management is a comprehensive approach to combating these issues, and the financial physical is the first step. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, an independent fee-only firm. The financial physical begins with an objective analysis of your personal finances and ends with a plan to help achieve your goals. Experience the difference of the financial physical and learn how personal financial management can revolutionize your financial well-being. To learn more about the financial physical and the other services we offer, call us at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-7283. Or the easy way to remember that, 410-823-SAVE. Or visit us online at DrewTig.com. That's DrewTig.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Who is that? You would think I would know that, wouldn't you? You'd say, you know, 99% of people would know who that is. But I'm not one of them. Anyway, we're on an open show tonight. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in. 410-922-6680. People call in early are the ones that get the most opportunity to answer a question. Direct the conversation yourself. Any topic on personal finances we're here to help you with. We're going to go to Mike in Towson. Hey, Mike, how can we help you?
Hey, my captain. Good evening. It's on the same topic of the health care. I thought about that. I want to ask from a different perception, from a guy that's like a working man, been paying a broker. I got my broker at the Catholic Church, been paying my Blue Cross Blue Shield for 15 years. Then when Obamacare came along, it went up a couple hundred. I didn't complain. I just kept paying that guy. But I keep hearing health care savings account, and since I'm with a lot of blacks, I say they don't got enough money to save for hardly anything, and I don't really either. So what are we going to do? Do we got to save money in order to get a health benefit, or are you still going to be able to pay a broker a monthly fee? That's what I wanted, you know. I don't know.
So what you're asking, you know, if you've noticed, Mike, a lot of medical insurance plans, the deductibles are going through the roof. Have you noticed that on yours?
So you save for a deductible. Is that what healthcare savings account is, or does that?
That's what a healthcare savings account is.
Let me ask you this. If I pay $700 a month premium, and then I start a savings account, does that just sit there, and then I ain't got to pay that $700 forever as long as I don't touch that $700?
So let's say I have a $2,000 deductible on my medical insurance policy. So I might put $1,000 into a health savings account, and now I have that tax-free that I can use to pay that first $1,000 of deductible.
Well, am I going to need to, is that going to be mandatory for a guy that's used to just paying his bill and paying my way along?
No.
I mean,
no,
I'm
it's not going
to
be.
The right thing, nothing's going to happen to me.
The health savings account will never be mandatory. That's an optional thing, and it's a good thing that everyone do if you can do it. If you can afford to do it, a health care savings account is a great thing to be doing.
The people who only make enough money that if their company doesn't give it to them, the same ones that Obama tried to give it to, they're going to have to go back to the way they was, and they hardly ever went to the hospital anyway. But there's something in there that they can do that will make the kids a little more hopeful. When they hear healthcare savings account, they say, doggone, it took my old man a year and a half to save $900.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And that's
figure out how the numbers to talk to the young kids.
That's a big problem that we have in today's. And I actually would be very disappointed in the Trump and the GOPs if they don't figure out a more rational way to make medical care more than what they're talking about. What they're talking about, in my opinion, is just silly stuff that's going
to
just cause more of the same problems
like
that Obamacare did.
If I could say this to him, but I would never do it without his permission. But I would say the same way you got the simple tax coming, they should have a simple health benefits.
I think that you ought to just
the same doctors back there, the lawyers.
I think you ought to just have a Medicare system for the whole entire country, personally, where, you know, people who want to have some form of private care can have it, but people who want to just have purely public care, they can have that too.
The move that was made in the last administration somehow tilted that so it's a little off balance. And in order to get back to the right direction, we got to go back to flatline and start new. Is that what they're trying to tell me?
That's part of what I think you're going to have to do. All right, Mike?
Nice talking to you, baby. I appreciate it. I learned a lot.
All right, take care. Thank you. And we're going to Dave in Ellicott City.
Hi, Drew. Hey, I got a question on the HSA account.
Okay.
So I'm like 10 years away from retirement.
Okay.
Does it make sense to do a HSA account and save that money to use as to pay for Medicare after I retire so I can stretch my Social Security money for spending money?
Sure. I mean, it's a great idea. So, in other words, you can accumulate money in an HSA and not use a nickel of it so that every time you have a bill before you retire, you could just use after-tax money and just let your HSA continue to grow. And then when you hit 65 years of age or whatever and you retire and go on Medicare Part B and they charge you $100 or $200 a month, whatever it is at that time for Medicare, you can use your HSA to be reimbursed tax-free to you to pay for that Medicare until it runs out. Yeah, that's a strategy can definitely be used.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds good. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care. You know, the one thing you can't use an HSA for that's interesting is you can't use it to pay for Medigap insurance.
Hmm.
I don't understand that. I read that recently, and I was kind of enamored by that concept that the laws don't ever make sense. Like I always say to our team,
yeah.
Don't try to ask why, just memorize this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't understand why you can use an HSA account to pay for Medicare Part B and D, but you can't use it to pay for Medigap, according to what I read. Now, I'm assuming what I read was a correct article. I ought to go back and verify that another time, but that's what it said. Medigap was not eligible to be paid for with your healthcare savings account.
Well, the other cool thing about the HSA is you can save those receipts and let it grow and grow and grow. And if you need to take out a lump sum, as long as you have those receipts from previous years, You can just take it out.
Yeah, so let's just lay out what you said in an example. So yeah. Let's say I start my HSA plan in 2016, and I had $1,000 of bills, but I never took a nickel out of my HSA. I just paid it with after-tax dollars. And then another 1,017, another 2018, and on and on and on, and it's 2028 now. That's 12 years from when I started this illustration, Graham.
12 years
on down the road, and my cumulative amount of money that I paid in after-tax dollars but never took a nickel out of my HSA is $16,000 that I paid over that last, 12 years, right? Okay? And like you say, my wife and I now, we want to go on a cruise, and it's going to cost us... Well, a trip. I would never go on a cruise. I would not go on a cruise. A cruise to me seems like a prison on the water, floating on the water. But anyway, I'm not saying anything negative. People like cruises. It's just what comes across to me. But anyway, I need $16,000 to take this incredible trip that I'm going to take. I can go into my HSA and take $16,000 out tax-free and go on my cruise. And if the IRS ever questions me, I can just show that I've got $16,000 worth of bills for the last 12 years. I never reimbursed myself for them, and I've just decided this year I'm going to reimburse myself with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's unlike the flexible spending account, which you have to line up your bills with the years you spend the money. I got to go back to my employer, and I got to go, I spent $100. I want my $100 back. Here's my bill. And if I don't ask for it and I don't get it back in the course of that year, I lose it. Period. End of the story. You know, you get this little $500 carry forward. So anyway, Graham, we're on an open show tonight. 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question and direct the conversation, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question. You know, one of the things that's going on is a lot of people are really just absolutely scared to death of the fact that the stock market just keeps going up. And they're like, oh, you know, the market's and you know, it's high and it's expensive and it just keeps going up and it can't do this forever, you know, and on the story goes. But, you know, you go back and you look over the years, 1982, all right, to 2000. You ready for this? 1982 to 2000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went from 1,000 to 11,300. That's an 11-fold increase.
Play the jump.
11-fold increase. Between the years of 2000 and 2017, all right, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up from 11,300 to 21,000. I think it hit 800, you know, basically. So that's not even a double. It's not even a double in the almost exact same time frame. Why is everybody so concerned about the stock market going up now over the last few years after it took that major decline in the Great Recession? Mm-hmm. It was logical why it took the decline in the Great Recession. And, you know, here's the funniest of them all. The funniest of them all is people give credit to Barack Obama as to why the market went up. And that, to me, is the most bizarre thing, that you would give any president any credit for any stock market going up or down. It has nothing to do with presidents. They are almost totally irrelevant. Yep. Can they affect markets? Yeah, I think Barack Obama was a drag on the market to some degree. But the thing he had going for him is the wind behind his wings, where all markets are derived from, is central banks. And the central banks, the Federal Reserve, was the most accommodative ever in the history of our nation for the last 8 years. Never, even during the Great Depression, did the Federal Reserve ever become as accommodative as they were under Barack Obama. No, Chris, I'm on a roll. You're just going to have to wait. Okay, we got to take a traffic pause, but I'm going to be back to answer Brenda and Lee your questions. Hold on with us. We'll be right back. Money, riches, and wealth.
Do you need help organizing your financial life? You thought about what retirement looks like when you go beyond just the numbers? The Financial Physical is the first step in working together to organize your personal finances and your goals. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, an independent fee-only firm. Call today to schedule your financial physical and experience the difference. Learn at DrewTig.com. That's DrewTig.com or 410-823-SAFE. That's 410-823-SAFE.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I don't know that one either. Yeah, I'm right. You know, I don't know lip syncing, so I can't read your lips when you do that. Anyway, we're on an open show tonight, Grom. I've got Grom Pierce here with me. Well, it's not, that's not your last name. Your last name's Ewing. Pierce. And that's Next Gen of Financial Consulate. You're in your master's program, graduate program. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Graduate program for financial planning. You're going to be light years ahead of me.
No, it takes 35 years to get there, right?
You know, I'm slowing down, Graham. I'm turning 60, remember? not for a while. Remember, July 31st, in case you want to get me a gift and send it here.
Okay.
Lee in Towson, how can we help you? Lee? Lee left. Oh, there he is.
My question is IRA contributions limited to the earned income?
Yes, sir. You got to be working. You got to have an earned income to put money into an IRA.
Yeah, like if you had a child or somebody who was out of work and they only get a couple of thousand, they can only put a couple of thousand in. Is that right?
That is correct. So if you were working, you make a couple thousand, and then you lose your job and you don't go to work for the rest of the year, you're limited to what your earnings are, up to $5,500 or $6,500 if you're over 50 years of age.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Good question. We're going to Brenda on the Eastern Shore. Brenda, how can we help you?
Well, I just have a real quick question about HSA. Can we pay our health insurance premiums with the HSA money?
Not until you're 65 years of age.
Okay. So if I've still got all my money.
So you're in a cell zone where you're coming in and out. You're going to have to find a good cell zone for me, Brenda.
Yeah, it's not good at all. Well, I'll be 65 in 2 years, so I'll just have to keep that information in mind.
Yeah, well, you can. Once you turn 65, you can use it for that. You know, like we were talking earlier, you can pay your Medicare premiums and so forth. But, you know, the HSA is great to just continue to accumulate, wait for a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hopefully I can stay healthy. That'd be great. Okay, thanks very much.
All right, Brenda. Take care. Thank you. Bye. I'm going to drop. I can't. Oh. It's Chris to the rescue here. All right, I'm going to Tom in Bel Air. Tom, how can I help you?
How you doing, Drew? Been listening for many, 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 many years.
No, great. I thank you.
73 years old, wife 67, and both retired. Actually, no income tax. I'm in the low bracket, but I'm taking my RMDs. I got to cash some savings bonds that are due over the 30-year period. Would the health saving account help me?
Well, I don't think you can get one, unfortunately, because you're probably on Medicare.
Correct.
Well, if you're on Medicare, they disqualify you from it, unfortunately. Now, I will say that the GOP proposal is talking about expanded health care savings plans for people, and I think it even includes some seniors, you know, and be able to, you know, get a higher deductible on their Medicare and Medigap policies and, you know, potentially use them also. But at this point in time, you can't participate in them, unfortunately.
You answer my question, and I'll keep an eye out for what they do with it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Take care. And we're going to Charlie in Columbia. Charlie, how can we help you?
Yeah, I know we've only had about 3 days to digest this replacement for the Obamacare, but I've heard nothing as far as how it's specifically or not even dealt with, how it's going to affect Medicare, current Medicare recipients. Not Medicaid, Medicare.
Right. Yeah, you know, I don't think at this point in time, I think they're trying to avoid any changes on Medicare other than something simple like maybe what I was talking about where you could maybe do some health savings plan and get a higher deductible. Like, for example, there is a Medigap Plan F high deductible. A lot of people don't know about it, but, you know, you can get a Plan F Medigap policy. It basically pays everything, period, dollar one. But you can get a much lower premium if you go with a Medigap Plan F high deductible where you're responsible for the first $2,000. Unfortunately, with that high deductible for Medigap Plan F high deductible, you can't put money away in a health savings account tax-free at this point in time, but they're talking about possibly allowing you to be able to do that. Now, you know, one thing, one philosophy I have, Charlie, when they're going through these, you know, we're going to change the tax law, we're going to change the health care law, I don't listen that much to what they're saying because it just confuses me. And I don't want to try to remember something that somebody proposed and it never actually becomes law. And yeah, next thing I know, I've got it based in my mind here that they're going to make it law.
The only thing I don't like that I've heard so far in the initial page, 66 pages, it has to do with this whole idea of charging almost as much as five, allowing the insurance company to charge five times as much for the premiums for a senior as opposed to a 20-something. And I thought the way health coverage and premiums have always worked is they took a pool of people and did an actuarial figure and said, well, based on this group of people from ages 18 to whatever, you know, 90, this is how much we're going to incur. Therefore,
right.
We have to charge this price. This seems to be a departure.
Yeah, you know, at this point in time, I'm disappointed in what they're doing. You know, they really have to get very creative, and they do need participation from the Democrats, or at least some of them, because if they just try to ram something down the Democrats' throat this time, it's just going to get uglier and uglier. And, you know, we need a much more creative ideas right now.
Anyway. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We're going to Jonathan in the Eastern Shore. How can we help you?
Good evening. I have an HSA that I contributed to for a number of years. It now contains like $26,000.
Yeah, good for you.
But for the last 4 years, my wife went back to work and works for an organization that has health insurance, and I'm in that system, so I haven't contributed over the last 4 years. My question is, and my HSA is indirectly at Schwab and is in stocks mostly.
Really? How'd you do that?
Well, some HSAs, when the law came out, you know, they wanted to put you in a CD or whatever, and
well, I know. We've got a lot of them to just have a handful of mutual funds and so forth, but
right.
I've never seen one that allows a brokerage account.
Well, it was a bank in Minnesota.
Huh.
St. Cloud, Minnesota, and they created...
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. And they created it?
They had an option to... through one of the discount brokerages, and anyway, it eventually got shifted to Schwab, which is my normal place, unbeknownst to me. And so it's just sitting there. Obviously, I've never used it for any health items. I just paid after-tax dollars. My question is, if my wife leaves her job, can we then again start contributing to...
how old are you, Jonathan?
60.
So as long as you and your wife get a high deductible health plan that's HSA qualified, absolutely. You could even do it now if her employer would offer a high deductible health plan with an HSA. Now, you may not, you could not put money, it would have to be your HDHP policy in order to put it into that plan that's sitting at Schwab. If your wife got the
right.
high deductible health plan, she could only contribute into her own plan, which wouldn't be under that same guise as what you have.
Right. Now, if we went to a policy where she just keeps, you know, her individuals and her the two kids, and I'm not on it.
You could go get your own policy with a high deductible, HSA qualified, and contribute to that account if Schwab would let you to do it.
Okay. And the other question I did not know, and thank you for mentioning it tonight, that if I kept all my medical receipts, I had a heart attack, you know, I have lots of, and I pay cash for all the doctors and everything.
If you have those receipts, you can take a lump sum anytime you want, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I would rather have it where it is now, tax, you know.
Yeah.
Compounding. But, okay.
I got to run.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Take care. I got to take a pause for traffic. I'll be right back on an open show, 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic.
Would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-5630 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-5630 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-5630. 800-614-5630. Call now.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Maryland attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Baltimore, Annapolis, and Belcamp.
MedStar Union Memorial Hospital is the first and only orthopedic program in the entire state of Maryland to offer Makoplasty Robotic Total Knee Replacement. It's a better fit, personalized just for you.
This morning, I used my new knee to go for a pain-free stroll. And if you'll excuse me, I'm about to use my new knee to bowl another strike.
To learn more about the advanced treatment options we offer, visit MedStarOrtho.org/MAKO.
Want the look of hardwood, but not the worry of water? Get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors up to 34% off at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. Choose from more than 60 varieties of Woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and new Klick ceramic plank. And get new Dream Home X2O highly water-resistant laminate at introductory prices. More from 69 cents and special financing. Bring on the spring showers. We've got you covered with incredible deals on waterproof floors and more at the Spring Flooring Sale at Lumber Liquidators.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Imagine a world without heart attacks and strokes. It's called Generation Zero, the first generation not defined by age, but by its vision to be healthier, to live longer. At Omron, we're dedicated to making this a reality. Find out more at OmronHealthcare.com.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret.
You know, he figures, you know, even though I failed twice, I can always come back with Green Beret. What's that?
Barry Sadler, right?
Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Sorry. Yeah.
Remember that.
Got it.
Anyway, we're back with Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show tonight. You want to give a shout-out to a couple people and see if they're actually listening?
Well, I think my grandmother's listening.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what about
She's
the
not...
people that we were talking to today?
Roger and Daria.
So you think they're going to actually listen?
I think they're listening.
Yeah, sure. You'll see tomorrow if they don't email you tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
Then you know they weren't. And so, but anyway, your grandmother's listening, eh?
She's listening too.
Now you have one grandmother.
Two grandmothers.
Two grandmothers.
One's in California, one's
Well, the
right
one in California
Maryland.
Could be listening.
She could, yeah.
And she's not?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to ask her.
All right, well, Pierce, you're doing a fine job as usual. We're going to Bill in Owings Mills, but if you want to call in 410-922-6680, if you want to call in, probably could take one or two more callers after we do Bill in Owings Mills. Bill, how can we help you?
Yes, sir. Hi, how you doing? I just called with a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
First, after being inspired by that song you played, God bless our troops.
Amen.
They pay for these idiots to go around and throw stuff at people and expressing their opinion. Isn't that a wonderful country we live in right now, the way people act?
I understand.
And our military pays for that.
I wasn't a fan of President Obama, but I certainly didn't do these kind of disgraceful things.
I don't know what kind of country I woke up into. But anyway, back to my point. I had a discussion with somebody, and I find it hard to believe that we live in a culture today in which these exact same people that voted for Obamacare believe that they mandate that you have insurance, and that if you're not, we're going to punish you. Well, suppose you can't afford it to start with, the premiums and the
Well, they said they made sure that you wouldn't have to pay any more than, what was it, 9% of your income?
Yeah, either we're going to, either you're going to have Obamacare. Well, first of all, health care is not a right. Secondly, we live in a republic, not a democracy. I don't know if people keep saying that. It shows me how dumb they are. Secondly is the premiums are so expensive for a lot of reasons, but one that somebody never, ever brings up. How about medical, what do you call it, insurance fraud? I mean, you go to a hospital, you pay over $2 for a bandage.
It's unbelievable what some companies and organizations do to make
money. I mean, you
know,
there's other reasons why insurance is so high. I don't hear anybody talk about insurance fraud.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Secondly, I don't want to live in a dictatorship. I want freedom of choice, and I think healthcare costs, including premiums, could be driven down substantially if we had more competition. And what I don't understand from today's generation is they see, when I mean that 30 and under, they think it's okay to, they believe in taking from you and giving to what you worked hard for, pay tax, and give it to people that don't deserve it. People that come here and don't contribute anything and don't want to pay taxes, but yet they want the benefits. You know, in other words, you don't get something for nothing. Let's give to people that aren't motivated and do nothing, and let's just give them everything. What the hell is wrong with these people today?
I don't know, Bill. We got to go. You got your opinion in there. He got his opinion in.
He did.
He definitely had an opinion, too.
He did.
And, you know,
a lot of people do.
I don't disagree with everything he says. Some things I disagree with. But, you know, I think that you do have issues that, you know, either medical insurance, here's the problem with medical insurance, okay, why it's so complicated, is that there is unlimited demand, right? I mean, think about it. It's unlimited demand. Anybody who's sick wants everything and anything to help them not be sick and to overcome whatever the sickness is, no matter what it costs. And if they're going to die, then even more than what it would ever cost, no matter how much that is. And yet there is only a limited supply. And something has to regulate the supply and demand of health care. And in our country, it's always been money for the most part. Not totally, but money for the most part. Mm-hmm. In Europe, they do it with government. And that's the decision that the American people have to decide. Who's going to ration the supply and demand of health care? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be money, or is it going to be government? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be some hybrid of something else? And that's what that's where the complication comes in with health care. And it's there is no answer to the problem. And, you know, right now our country is the worst of them all because we have governments making decisions, money making decisions, hospitals are making their own decisions, insurance companies are making, and everybody's out to try to get their best. And, you know, it's this destructive system that we've created in this country. Anyway. Yeah. It's, as I said, it can't be solved. So why am I sitting here trying to solve it in the 3 minutes we have left on the air?
Health savings accounts.
Health savings accounts.
That's the answer to
everything.
That's
what we were talking about. Health savings accounts are the coolest of the cool in all health care planning. And here's the key, Graham. If you are healthy or moderately healthy and you have the opportunity to go on a health savings account, HDHP, a high deductible health plan, and you're not doing it, you're making a huge, that's like Donald Trump, huge
with a Y.
Mistake.
Yeah.
It's a huge mistake. It's a tremendous, it's beautiful, tremendous, huge mistake. Think about it, you know, I mean, come on, let's explain that to him, okay? So you're paying a premium for a low deductible plan. Well, you know, if an insurance company knows that your deductible is $100 and you've got a 99% probability you're going to spend $1,000 or so, even if you're healthy, just go into your doctor for a general physical and some of the tests that he runs and the blood samples and the other things that they want to run on you. I'm 60. Did I tell you that? Did I tell you when I'm turning 60?
I just know you have a birthday.
July 31st.
The whole month of July.
Anyway. When you go to your doctor and you get that kind of those tests that they do for you, you know, and all this, especially when you turn 60, you know, it could cost easily $500, $600, $700. And insurance companies know you got a low deductible, you're going to come to us to ask for that money. You know, if you had a high deductible, $2,500, they say, man, there's a low probability this guy's ever going to come ask us for any money, mm-hmm. you know? And so what happens is my premium goes down dramatically, which I then put in a health savings account.
Absolutely.
When I put it in a health savings account, it's 100% tax-free. So now I got some more of my money back by putting that into that health savings account. And now that money, now that money is mine. Thanks, Chris. I needed that wake-up call because I really wasn't excited enough. Anyway, I get that money, and it's accumulating in my name, not in, you know, United Healthcare's or Care First account.
It's all yours.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Why isn't everybody doing it is beyond me. Anyway, Pierce, we're out of time. And do you have anything to say before we go?
That's it. Thanks for having me.
Anyway, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.